This is Fresh Air. In the new movie Wolfs, Brad Pitt and George Clooney play two shadowy cleanup artists who make their clients' problems disappear. The movie's now streaming on Apple TV+. Our critic at large, John Power, says that it got him to thinking about its leading men and the decline of movie stardom.
For most of its history, Hollywood made its money by putting stars the public liked to watch in stories that wouldn't be worth watching without them. These days, such star-driven films are falling out of fashion, except on our streamers. That's where you'll find Wolfs, an Apple TV Plus vehicle that features George Clooney and Brad Pitt skating through a crime plot in glamorously grizzled mode. They play two professional fixers, they'll do anything to clean up a client's mess, who collide while working the same job. Written and directed by John Watts, who did a popular Spider-Man reboot, Wolfs matters more for its stars than for the characters they play. The action begins when a New York politico, played by Amy Ryan, has a casual fling at a posh hotel that goes terribly wrong. She calls Clooney, a seasoned pro who knows how to make trouble disappear. He's doing just that when they're interrupted. Enter Pitt, who, as it turns out, is working for the hotel, which also wants the problem to go away. Because Clooney and Pitt, their characters don't use names, always work alone, both bristle at each other's presence. The two bicker and jibe and question each other's expertise. Pitt keeps hinting that Clooney's an old man. And naturally, they discover that their task is more challenging than it looked. All too soon, they're dealing with four bricks of stolen drugs, a goofy college kid, and a group of murderous gangsters from Albanian Central Casting. Over the course of a long night, the two come to a kind of understanding, not only with one another, but about their larger role in the world. You get a taste of their interaction early on, when Pitt nurses a coke while Clooney deals with a body. When Clooney suggests that he's doing him a favor by even letting him stay, Pitt scoffs.
You know, I was giving you the benefit of the doubt, letting you clean up unsupervised.
Unsupervised? Wow, that's an honor. I think you have a fundamental misunderstanding of what is happening here.
Do I?
Yes.
I want to finish the job and go home.
Mm. And that is where there is a fundamental misunderstanding.
Mm. Enlighten me.
Well, your job is to make sure that that mess behind you cannot be traced back to your client. And to do that, you have to make sure that that mess disappears completely, as if it never happened. Difficult.
For you, maybe.
Well, that's irrelevant, because my job is to make sure that you do your job so that that mess cannot be traced back to this hotel. Less difficult.
So you're just going to sit there and slurp your soda?
I'm going to supervise.
Now, if I'd paid to see Wolfs in a theater rather than screened it on TV, which has the lowered expectations of in-flight viewing, I'd probably have been bugged by its lack of imagination and urgency. Watts' script gives you no singing dialogue a la Elmore Leonard or Quentin Tarantino, none of the stinging emotional force you find in comparable two-hander stories, Elaine May's Mikey and Nikki Say, or Martin McDonagh's In Bruges. And yet, the movie's still enjoyable. Clooney and Pitt are such deft, charismatic actors that even in a lazy, low-key picture like this one, you get a lot of pleasure from their barbed asides and mocking silences. It's clear why they've been stars for three decades. 30 years ago, one would have wagered that Clooney, a smart man with a wide-ranging mind, would wind up with the weightier resume of the two. And indeed, he's been in lots of terrific movies, like Out of Sight, Up in the Air, and his work with the Coen brothers. Yet just as he's drawn to the idea of Frank Sinatra's Rat Pack, he has one of his own, he often throws himself into projects that feel like throwbacks to the 1950s or 60s. He's an old-fashioned kind of star. And while a lot of his movies are fun, think Ocean's 11, they rarely resonate in the culture as much as he does off the screen. For all his prettiness and ubiquity in the tabloids, Pitt's movies do. Maybe because he's always been running away from his beauty, he's never happier than when scruffed up, he's chosen a more adventurous path. From Thelma and Louise in Seven, to Fight Club and The Tree of Life, to 12 Years a Slave and Moneyball and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he's made movies that feel in touch with our present moment. What Clooney and Pitt share beyond friendship is that both achieve stardom by doing the kind of movies that rarely get made anymore. That's why, even though Wolf's is slight, I can see how they might find it meaningful. After all, this is a story about two old pros who each start out thinking he's irreplaceable, the only one who can do this special job. Then each discovers that far from being unique, there's somebody else who does exactly what they do. And so far from being indispensable, they're working for soulless people who have no qualms about getting rid of them and hiring somebody new. Which is to say, Wolf's isn't really a film about being a fixer. It's a film about being an aging movie star.
John Powers reviewed the new movie Wolf's, starring Brad Pitt and George Clooney, now streaming on Apple TV+. On Monday's show, Will Ferrell found out that his close friend and former SNL writing partner was coming out as a trans woman named Harper Steele. They took a road trip to talk about what coming out meant to Harper and to their friendship. It's documented in the new Netflix film Will and Harper. We'll talk with both of them. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Adam Staniszewski. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.